Hare Krishna, once again to all the devotees. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Padma Mataji to enlighten us on the topic Wonderful Krishna. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Panam, please accept our humble obeisances. So all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your very valuable time and association and enlightening on this topic. Before handing the call to you, I would like to hand over the call to Kirtida Sundari Mataji to give introduction about you. Mataji, I request you to please take the call, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Radharani Mataji, for such a sweet welcome. And thank you each and every one of you for joining us. And today we are really fortunate to have Her Grace Padma Mataji with us. And it's my honor to give a small brief introduction. So Mataji has been into Krishna consciousness for past few years. And she is in Virginia, and she used to serve Potomac Temple, which is in DC, and she used to help in cooking services, and she is a aspiring disciple because she is under the guidance of His Holiness Romapad Swami Maharaj. And Mataji, in our Bhakti Sangha, she used to help in updating the website for the Jagannath Kitchen, and you're really, really very, very fortunate, Mataji, to have you with us and for all your glorious services. And I believe you also do the introduction service in the morning Srimad Bhagavatam classes also. So thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much for your wonderful association. And we are looking forward to hear from you. And Mataji will speak on wonderful Krishna today. Yes, Krishna is indeed very, very wonderful, but we want to hear more realizations from you. So over to you, Mataji. Thank you so much for your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much. And please accept my humble obeisances and glories to Sri Prabhupada Guru Maharaj. I'm not even qualified to talk, Mataji. I'm just talking further. Purify myself, Mataji, and I'm so grateful for giving me this opportunity to talk about. And I request all devotees to bless me so that I speak something which is useful and thereby purify myself. And I'm so grateful for all the Matajis who helped me, especially Vinita Mataji, Sundaran Prabhupada, for helping me to prepare, because without them I won't be able to do anything, and all Mataji to send their blessings to me. Start with my prayers. Vancha kalpa tarupyascha kripa sindhupyascha. So today we are going to talk about wonderful Krishna, the topic which and briefly at least also talked about. And then let me start my prayers.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, excuse me. I don't know if anybody else has a problem. It's kind of glitchy for me. Is that just for me, or can everybody hear it?
Yes,
shame for us.
I was about to say it's a little bit glitchy also, and your voice is also very low, Mataji.
Just speak louder, Mataji.
Just speak a little louder, Mataji. We can try that.
How about this right now, Mataji? Is this also like that only? Can you hear
it? It is
me?
Better.
It's loud. It is louder, but there's still some kind of a little resonance or something. I'm not sure, but you know, just keep going. Maybe come closer.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrutya Narayanam Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhiraye Nastaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Namah Pankaja Navaya, Namah Pankaja Maline, Namah Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankaja Angrehe. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanandana Salataya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Ee Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Kreshtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschati Desadharine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you so much for giving this opportunity. Please bless me that I speak something which is valuable or useful. So,
Hare Krishna Mataji. I'm just wondering, it has to do with your microphone. Could you possibly maybe speak through the phone, maybe? Because I'd hate to miss something because of the volume.
Yeah, I'll take out my headset, maybe. So sorry.
Mataji, when you remove the headset, it is clear, I guess. The sound is gone.
Now is it okay, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji.
It's a little better. Continue.
Before this wonderful Krishna, we had the Govardhana Leela, so I'll speak a little bit about the previous things. So we'll talk about how the appearance of Lord Krishna and then how the love of Krishna and Vasudeva, and then we'll go into the different pastimes that Krishna, wonderful activities that we had, that Krishna performed. So Supreme Lord is addressed as Amogha Leela, means whose divine pastimes are spotless. This material energy, creation, every individual conditioned soul is subjected to fall down and suffer due to six defects, and even in the liberated condition also. So no one is said to be perfect. But within this material existence, in the sense that there are so many powers, so many conditions beyond our control, so many things that we don't know. So every endeavor has some sort of flaw, right? So what said that, to engage in devotional service, we engage in pure devotional activities.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Sorry to interrupt. Mataji, we are getting a little more sound, background sound. It's like.
Okay, Mataji, you joined from the phone. You joined from the phone, Mataji.
You disconnect one of the connection, Mataji. I think so, it's like a reason.
Yeah, just load on the computer volume and join from the phone, Mataji. Just remove the computer volume, that's it.
Sorry to interrupt you so many times, Mataji.
I should have checked this before. I put a new headset because the old set has some problem. So I thought I checked it, but I'm so sorry, Mataji. Please forgive
so
me.
you, usually you keep for the morning time, right? You keep that one, the mic which you have. You can try with that.
I will try with that, Mataji. Okay, Mataji? Is this better?
Okay. Yeah, no, it's okay, but we are getting some sound. Did you join even in other device, Mataji? Some echo sound is coming. I don't know, but you can start talking.
The volume from this thing and I just speak using the phone then.
Yeah, you can keep this as mute and you can speak. Video we can see from here and you can talk from the phone.
Mataji, can you hear me now? Fine. And is there a sound, Mataji?
Yeah, same sound, I think so. You can talk.
Mataji, you have to unmute this one, Mataji. Mataji, remove the volume from the computer. Just volume is there in the speaker, remove off that. And you unmute this one. I am asking you to unmute it. Join from the phone, unmute that device.
How about now, Mataji?
That's good. Remove the volume.
You keep
I
it
didn't
in
remove
the
volume, Mataji. I put it in the mute computer. I only have the phone. This is not working fine. This is not good.
Yeah, echo is coming.
I'm so sorry. Mataji, I'm just trying to talk from the computer volume. Is this okay, Mataji?
Yeah, let's go with this, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji.
This is all
yeah. Okay. We can continue with this, Mataji. If we get more disturbance, we'll let you know. Sorry about that, Mataji.
Sorry, Mataji. So, the appearance of Krishna, we all know that Krishna is a small child. He appeared like an ordinary baby child. He was lying like a helpless infant inside of Mother Ashoda, asking to protect him. And Ashoda also thinking that he's like a normal, ordinary child, and I have to feed him, I have to take care of him, I have to teach him good mannerisms, and so that his father will be proud. So all these things, he was just getting like ordinary child. He came, and then we also know that the appearance of Krishna, he appeared like in the prison for Devaki and Vasudeva in the form of the Narayana holding castle. He manifested his majesty as Narayana with conch shell and saying Patakra and Gada and Padma. Padman, the lotus. Then, because it upon Devaki requested him, please have a normal form, then he transformed into a normal baby, like a little baby child. So, and also we talked about there is something called the Devaki's love, Vasudeva's and Devaki's love and devotion. the degree of Vasudeva's love, which made him sacrifice the childhood. As we all know that this Devaki and Vasudeva had in the previous life once, has done a lot of penance, and then they have a boon that Krishna will be born as their child. And they were put in the prison going through because of Kamsa, this thing, you know, all those stories, but I did not go into the details. So here, the thing which I was trying to bring is that here, the love, the difference between the love and lust. And so when we have the love, how we carry out with that sacrifice, like, for example, the love of Vasudeva for Krishna. Love means willingness to surrender for the pleasure of the beloved. Love cannot be selfish. When love is selfish, it's called lust. When selfless love, when we do something selflessly, that is the love. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining the difference between the love and lust, like a gold and a iron. So both are metals, but one is precious and the other one is worthless. Then affection from our heart is selflessly sacrifices itself for the pleasure of Krishna, the supreme object of the our soul's love, that is called love. When the same affectionate nature within our heart wants selfishly enjoy other than the gross subtle levels, that is called kama, or lust. So we all know that Vasudeva has six children that were killed, and the seventh children was with the Yogamaya's was this miscarriage, and Yogamaya transferred to the other Rohini Mataji's womb. And he never got to see the child. And finally, this child, Krishna, was born. But Vasudeva and Devaki were not able to see the childhood of Krishna, Krishna, because Krishna requested because he cannot have a child because of the things going on, Krishna ordered Vasudeva that please carry me to the Anumaharaj place, that is Vrindavan, and you live here in Madhura. So Vasudeva went through great difficulty through the rains and flooding of Yamuna because he has desired to please the Lord. So here, the utmost thing is to please the Lord, even there are some obstacles. Sometimes we feel that we are going through difficulties, and in the path of devotional service, when we are doing all this devotional service, but it always, Krishna always protects a devotee and makes his services a success. Sometimes to glorify the devotee, sometimes to show that it is unflinching determination of the devotee for others, that okay, and to enrich this and thus to glorify the devotees, sometimes Krishna shows sometimes difficulties too. But that doesn't mean that he's not in favor or something. He's a supreme controller. He knows everything. He knows everything, but he sometimes put the test set to help us purify, help us grow on the bhakti, and then show that devotion to him. So sometimes we think that why Krishna is making it so difficult, why he's allowing many obstacles to come. He's doing it to give a chance to be purified. He's trying to give the opportunity for us to surrender to him in more conscious and deep mode of service. So this is what we can see in Vasudeva also, that he has to wait so long for 11 to 12 years until Krishna comes back again to Madhura. So, when he went to Madhura and then killing Kamsa, and we all know that that Kamsa has sent so many asuras to kill Krishna in the childhood. So, all these past times, so after, before this Leela happened, we had this Govardhan Puja. So, after all these incidents, they are seeing the Gopabaya's elderly Gopabaya, Gopas, and the invincible nature of this Krishna. They came to Nanda Maharaj and they are asking, they have a big doubt there in mind. Nanda Maharaj, your son Krishna seems to be very invincible. And is he a god? Is he so powerful? And he has like so much, performs extraordinary qualities and very astonishing to see all these qualities. How can we consider him as a that normal human being? We are astonished by your son's deeds. He is just a 7-year-old boy, and he lifted the Govardhan mountain for the serving, and he held it for 7 days and 7 nights. He's holding, under that all gopis are, all gopas, gopis and cowherd boys are all were protected under the sea. And he holded that Govardhani just in his little finger, on the top of the little finger. And this little pastime, I just wanted to briefly touch upon the previous one as well. So basically, when we had this, right, Ananda Maharaj was trying to perform the puja, Indra puja, sacrificial ceremony, as they are rituals for the Indra, demigod Indra, so that they can get the rains, and then with the rains they can get the grains, and then to for all the gopabayas and for the Vrindavan Prajavasis. And then Krishna came and asks, my dear father, because he's making so many opulent arrangements to perform the Indra Puja, the ritual, which they perform every year to get the rains. So he was asking why you are making the arrangements. And is this a regular ritualistic practice or a sacrifice, or is it mentioned in the Shastras? Like that he was asking. Nanda Maharaj thinking he's a small boy, what... He might not know all these intricacies. So he was silent. He was not telling anything. Then Krishna insisted and said, my dear father, you should not hide any secrets from the relatives. You should tell whether it is a ritualistic and share with us. Then Nanda Maharaj told, we are performing puja to doing the rituals to the Indra god to please him, so that he gives rains, because we perform it every year. And then Krishna told, we don't need to perform demigod, they have their duties, and the Indra's duty is to give rain. So we don't bribe them by giving their own, to perform their own duties. It is their thing. And when we do good things, we will get good karma. When we do bad, it's bad karma. So he talk about karma mimamsa philosophy and all. He's not telling that you should not perform. I think here what he's trying to do is, he understands that Indra is puffed up because being the god of heavenly planets, he's puffed up with his pride. So he wants to humble. Here he wants to humble the Indra, and he wants to show that for that reason. It's not that Krishna is trying to not do so. And he told, let's do Govardhana puja, where we are living in this village, and this Govardhan hill is providing all this for us, like it has streams and water flows and fruits, herbs, and all these things we are getting, and grass and all this for our cows and all. So let's perform Govardhan puja. Let's do it in an elaborate way and give a lot of dana, extraneously give food to everybody, cows, cowherds, dogs eaters, everybody, and also perform cow puja, go puja, and also let's do dhanam, give a lot of dhanam to Brahmins also, like so many, donate a lot of food items to donations to Brahmins, and also do Govardhan Parikrama, which is very nice, very good. Like that he was telling. And at the time, Maharaj was We will do Govardhan Puja, but let's do Indra Puja because this is due every year and we need to get rest and we need the rest. And then, and then somehow they did not want, they agreed for Krishna what he said. It is because they like Krishna. They are so affectionate and it's not that Krishna has been personally appointed because they like him and they are affectionate and they know that he is telling the good things and they followed him and they did the puja. And we know all what happened and elaborately we did the danas and did the kulata parikrama and all. And we all know that after this puja in our Vaishnava thing, it is we know this Govardhana parikrama, Govardhana puja became a tradition and we all celebrated with such a high devotion and we all get to, we all do that. So, and the other thing is that and because we did the Govardhan Puja and then after the Govardhan Puja, everybody was happy and they went back to their homes and they're worshipping the Govardhan hymn. And then Indra was... Indra was so angry and upset. Not only became upset, he's angry and wanted to, because after hearing this, that from the case, so these Vrindavan Vrajavasis, just hearing little boy, 7-year-old boy, and they did not do my puja and they did Govardhan puja, let them see the consequences of it. I'm going to show what it is. When you don't do the worship me. So he was thinking like that and he was talking to the things like other devotee friends. And he said, let's destroy the entire Vrindavan. And so here, what we are seeing is that Krishna is puffed up, no, sorry, Indra is puffed up with so proud, and Krishna doesn't like the proud in the pride in his devotees. So humble person will not accept any worship or respect or reverence from other people. Whereas Indra here, who wanted who did not get his was not worshipped, so he is puffed up and he is even wanted to destroy. Because Vrajavasis did not worship him, and instead he worshipped the Govardhan hymn. It's not that Vrajavasis disrespected Indra or anything. It is nothing to do with the respect. Here they just wanted to please Krishna, and Krishna told, let us worship the Govardhan hymn, and Vrajavasis agreed because submitting to Krishna, just wanted to do whatever pleases Krishna. That is there just because they are just innocent and they are loving and affectionate to Krishna, and whatever pleases Krishna, they just want to do it. That's it. So Indra is not aware that, Indra also aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, but at this moment, he has forgotten all that. And then he is just puffed up with his own material, this thing, and he's so proud position and for his material opulence, position, and the power that he has. And so he denies the supremacy of the Lord and thinks him as the God, claims him as the God. So what he did was, so Indra called this Samvartaka clouds and then asked them and along with the Samvartaka clouds, because Samvartaka clouds is a special type of clouds that put like a lot of devastating the universe, that kind of powerful clouds they are. And along with the clouds, he also called 7 types of winds, because for the clouds and the rain to come, we need also winds to help, right? So these are all, because these are the servants of Indra, right? They just have to listen to him. They don't have the other way that, oh, we don't want to do this, it's not right. They cannot say that. So they just have to follow the master, and then they have to abide with him, and then they started pouring the rain, and I will also accompany, in fact, I will also accompany with Airavatam along with me. Let's go and pour like heavy rain and then thunderstorms and hailstorms and just make it like torment the Vrajvasis. That's what he ordered. And then Mubir Bhai orders this Samvartaka clouds and wind, they started their duty of what as per the master. So all Vrajavasis are tormented. All the cows and calves were going underneath the bodies of cows. Like they're trying to hide between the two legs of the cows so that they can get the protection from the water, right? And houses are getting inundated. They all went and seeking Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, please protect us. And because we did not do Indra Puja, I think Indra got upset and sending all these rains. These are not even like a normal storm. It doesn't look like a normal storm. This like we rains with it, like the rain is coming like a pillars, thick pillars. And the cows and calves and all are just going hither and there. And and then Krishna, this is the Indra's pride. This is what Indra is doing. So immediately from his house to Govardhan, he ran. And while running, during the path, not even one raindrop touched his body. And then and he immediately lifted Govardhan his little finger, just like a mushroom, just like we lift a mushroom for playing like that. So, and then he lifted the Govardhan Hill and called all the Gopa boys and Gopas and elderly people, cows and calves, to come and take the shelter under this Govardhan Hill. So, and he told, don't worry, Govardhan will protect and we worship it and he will protect, don't worry, and please bring the calves and cows. And they all went to under the Govardhan Hill and then they were there. So, the rain is coming from, the thunder, everything is coming from up. So, protect from the upper side, upper of the rainfall, right? He instructed Sudarshan Chakra to give the protection up. And there is a downside also, the thing is coming, right? So, that not inundate the down and up. He instructed Adishesha to come and circle around the Govardhan Hill and give up protection. So there is a rainfall up, there is a rainfall down, and he gave a protection. And there is a rainfall inside also. So how that is a rainfall? This is the glances of Krishna, like the smiling, beautiful smiling, because every Gopa and Gopa boys who are there are thinking that he is looking at me. That even though only one side he looks, but every Gopa Bala feels that Krishna is looking at me. Krishna is reciprocating with me. So everybody feels that. So they were so happy that 7 days and seven nights with the presence. Usually when they go to Gopa, herding the cows, right? Gopas are with the morning with Krishna, and then they feel separation in the night. And gopis, when they feel separation in the morning, and they have the Krishna's association in the night. So, but here they have that 7 days, seven nights association and reciprocation. And they were... Vrajavas is thinking that he's a mere child, and then how he's able to do all these things. And and after some time, and there are other leelas also, but I think after some time, like this, it continued for 7 days. And here one thing I wanted to point out here, like because they in this leela, what we can see is Krishna. You can see all the Gopa boys and all the Vrajavasis are just completely dependent on Krishna, completely taking shelter. So whatever, even the calamity came, right? They were just dependent on him. And so Krishna, this came, and then he's protected. So what we see here is that there is the Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 and 22. Ananyas chintana chintayanto maam yejana paripasate. So he was clearly saying, but those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form to them, I carry out what they lack and I preserve what they have. So he's saying that if completely depending on them, I preserve, I take care of you. So you don't need to worry. That's what he's clearly saying. So when we have this pure devotional service and we completely surrender to Krishna and pray to him, and then he takes care of us. Whatever we lack, he gives. And whatever we have, he will accept. So that all we need to do is with devotion, with just with the pure devotion, with the just love for him. Whatever you are giving, or even if it is you're not doing so opulent services or anything, that's okay. But as long as you have that devotion and have him in your center and then surrender to him, he takes care of you. So that is the Govardhana Leela, and then the all these things, and that's when all this happening. This is what the Gopabhai is asking, why we are so wonderstruck, and how small boys is doing all these wonderful activities. Is he God? Is he Supreme Personality of Godhead? He's so powerful. But we don't feel like that he's holding and he's doing all these things. And when he was like 3 months old, he killed Putana. When Putana came in the form of a witch with motherly affection, he killed Putana. So Putana came in the disguise of a like his normal beautiful woman. Woman with the motherly affection. So she came like that, and also we know that Putana also killed so many children also. Kamsa sent Putana to kill Krishna because Krishna was the threat for his life. So he sent Putana. So she came in the disguise. She had mystic powers to transform into any form she wants. So she disguised into a beautiful young lady, like a goddess, and came. And then when the she came to house of Nandamaraj, when she came, and all this motherly Yashoda, and oh, she's so good, oh, she came to bless her, my child. So, and then they allowed her because they did not have any doubt. And then she went and she smeared a poison on her breast and then tried to feed her. She picked him up and tried to place her on breast. And when she did, right, first thing is he sucked all the poison out. But Krishna is transcendental to material nature. So he's transcendental to the birth and death. Poison come under the modes of material nature. So everything created comes under the material nature. That is important to understand. So, but Krishna is above the material modes of nature. The modes of material nature cannot even touch him. Everything within our creation and universe is composed of various mixes of three modes of material, including your body, intelligence, mind, and ego, and all the sense objects, all the products of all our products of material mobility. But Krishna is beyond that. He cannot be even touched with the material modes of material. So when we have our So then then Putana came and tried, right? So he sucked her life air out of her and make her dead. And he even delivered her because she came with a motherly affection and she tried to give that, right? So she came to kill me, but usually when he killed the demons and all, it's a Sayuja Mukti, that's what they get. That is, they get the liberation. But they might generally impersonate Brahman. But when in case of Putana, but she gave with a motherly affection. So, and she gave, and Krishna gave her that eternal service to the spiritual world because he came with motherly affection. He took all the material, all the bad qualities like that anger, lust, that whatever that inimical qualities that she has, he took all the way, and then she purified her and she gave her eternal service to Supreme and all. So she's so wonderful in how merciful he is, that what we can see in that. So and then the wheel that is the when he was like Krishna, 3 months old, he kicked the cart, the house cart, which is like sent at a second house now. the house, Satarasura is the demon in the form of the god. He kicked with his leg and then killed the demon Satarasura, called another name is called Kacha. When he's 1 year old baby boy, there is a man eating demon called Trinavartake. And actually, this was a little leela that where, right? Mother Yashoda was carrying Krishna on the varanda or something, and he became suddenly heavy because he knows Krishna is the supreme personality, he knows, right? He knows this Trinavarta is coming to kill him and all. So he became heavy. So not able to carry him, she just left him, and then he was crawling and went outside, and then this Trinavarta came up with like heavy wind, right? So he took him with lifted him to the sky and lifted him to 8,000 miles. And then he hold on to his neck and then caused so much pain. And then Trinavarta fall down and then fall on the boulder, and he broke his neck, broke his whole body and limbs and all, but nothing happened to Krishna. So many wonderful things he did. And also when he's only 2 to 3 years old, like because he always he used to steal butter from the gopis' houses, and so many gopis used to come along with Balaram and all. They used to go with friends and they used to steal butter. So many times gopis are coming to the Yashoda Mata and complaining, your son is so naughty and so mischievous, he's stealing butter, he's doing these things, etc. So one day she was kind of punishing or trying to try to water. And then she went and doing her own things, and then he pulled that motor, that she pulled the two motor between the two Yamala and Arjuna trees, and then they're by liberating them. They are the Nala Kubera's sons. Kubera's sons, Nala Kubera and the Manikriva, and they delivered them. And there are others too. Agasura. There is Agasura's demon also. He came in the form of a serpent. So when they were playing in the forest with their cowherd, doing the cow with cows in the forest, right? And that Agasura was in the form of a serpent, and it was like a cave. So it was disguised in a cave. So boys went inside thinking that it was a cave, so beautiful, all the things were there. And then Krishna came to know that this was Gavsar came in the serpent form, and he came and killed Agasura serpent and protected the Gopa boys. And Krishna birthed this Akasura and Vaktasura, killing of them also. So the crane demon came in the form of a crane, and so Krishna bifurcated the beak of that Bakasura and killed it, and thereby, and also Vaktasura, I think it is So one day a fruit lady was coming down the road, and she was saying, I have nice fruits, and if you want, come and take the fruits. So just a little pastime that lady, and she just wanted to see Krishna. Krishna with just beautiful little hands with little fruit, right? He's just walking. Usually in the olden days, what they used to do is, if they buy something, they used to give... transact with the grains, like whatever the grains they have, they will give them, not the money, but usually they give the grains. So like that, with his beautiful small little hands, he's just put a lot of grains in his two hands, and then he was carrying those. I want the fruits. And by the time he went from his house to the outside where the fruit lady was there, most of the grain fallen out from his spaces from the fingers and all, there's not much left. So he gave whatever he has, and he took the fruits and grabbed in his two hands and coming. So the fruit lady was just filled with all the arms in his finger, in his both hands. And then when the fruit lady saw in the bag, right, it is full up with jewels and weapons. So it was so astonishing for her, like all the jewels and miraculously appeared in her food basket instead of the greens that what he put in there. So she understood she's not a normal boy, he's like a so extraordinary child and Lord Narayana himself. So and that day, late in that evening, they were playing in the near Yamuna River and they just home. And they are not coming back home. It's very late evening. So Mother Yashoda sent Rukmini Mata to bring Balaram and Krishna because it was late in the evening. But she couldn't get, not able to get the boys. So Yashoda Mata went to bring the boys back there. It's already very late. Please come. Let's go. We have tired playing so long. Let's have lunch and all. And okay, we'll come. They're saying that at the time is that when this Vatasura came as a cop, along with the disguise in the form of a cop in their own, like they're in the cowherd. Then Krishna observed that, and then Krishna said, Krishna knows him. He's 10% of God. He told Balaram, that is not our cop, it is Vatasura. So, and then they both brothers followed him and sneaked upon him, and Krishna caught the demon cop by the two back legs. And tail and whipped him around very hard and threw him into the tree. The demon fell down and the top of the tree and hit dead. So it was so and the, all the regards were well done, and then they very praised him and showered the blessings from there. And we also know that Lord Brahma steals the boys and cows. You know that when they were outside, and we know all, when he goes to cowherd and all, right? They'll sit there and just play, and they're listening to the flute, beautiful music, and they'll be enjoying the food which they got from like each other sharing their food. And when they saw all these things, Brahma thought, Krishna is, this is not a, it's not a Godhead. Why? And then he wanted to do all this. And he was thinking like that. And then he took the Gopaboyas, the friends of Krishna and the cows. And then Krishna understood and he manifested himself as the boys. And normal things are happening, and the Gopamatas were feeling so much love and affection because this is Krishna, and they were feeling so, and they're in the form of their own sons only, but Krishna manifested as their sons, and it was so beautiful, and that for 1 year. And then Brahma understood that he's Krishna, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he made a mistake, and he came and asked for forgiveness, and he had the prayers for that too. And killing of Denukasura, there is a past demon, Denukasura. I think it is asked him on Denukasura. So he that was in the forest. I forgot the forest name, but it is in that forest where we have the plum trees and all, very nice fruits and all. It is guarding that forest for Kamsa. So Balarama killed that Denukasura, and Krishna and Balarama both, along with the other cowherd boys, killed other asses, Denukasura's other servant, his associates, that he killed them too. And Krishna saved all his friends from the forest fire, and then arranged for Balarama to kill the Pralambasura as well. So like this, so many pastimes we see. And also we know that Krishna, Kaliya's pastime, right? Kaliya was like a 1,000-foot serpent. He was in Yamuna River and making this river poisonous. And not knowing that Kaliya was there and it's poisonous, one day Gopabayas went, and normally they usually swim and drink water from there. And then one Gopabayas, when he drank the water and he fell unconscious, then that the friends came and told Krishna, this is what happened. Then he understood that Kaliya is there. And then he went, this 1,000-foot serpent, and very poisonous. And so he went and danced on the hoofs of Kaliya, and he sucked the poison out of her, and it became weak and caught with him because it's just trying to bite. And he took the poison, and And then like that, he became weak, and the Kaliya's wives were trying to pray to Krishna, please forgive my husband. And because they are devotees of Krishna, that please forgive my husband, please don't. And then Krishna has a mercy on them. And then he said, please leave Yamuna River, and thereby making it available for all the Gopa boys and all. And then Kaliya left the Yamuna River, and then Vrindavan boys and were happily enjoying the Yamuna River, and since then without having for all their activities. So like that, so lot of and there are couple, how Krishna gopis loved. There is one pastime that one time he used to eat lot of times stealing butter and all these things, right? One time he also Balram complained about Krishna about that mother Yashoda, Krishna is eating mud. Then to want to check, Mother Yashoda came and said, open your mouth, you are eating the dirt, right? But, no, Ma, I'm not eating dirt. See, and then when he opened his mouth and he showed that universal frog, whole universe in her, Mother Yashoda painted by saying that, and then he did he blessed her and make her forget what she has seen, and then like that he has shown several leelas and pastimes, and stealing with the clothes of gopis, because the gopis used to pray to Durga Mata saying that I really want Krishna as the husband, Krishna as husband. So early morning they used to go and pray, and then one day before they go into the temple, they take bath in that Yamuna River, and take out the clothes and bath in the river. And also at the end, Krishna also went and he stole all their clothes. And then he is not giving. And then they try to, after the bath is over, they try to want to take, and they are not able to find. Then they understood that it is Krishna. Please, Krishna, please give our clothes. If you don't give, we are going to complain to Nanda Maharaj, please give. Otherwise, how can we come? Please don't do that. And so we will tell about you as being very naughty and very mischievous and doing all these things. And he didn't give. And then he told, if you don't give, we'll tell to Kamsa Maharaj, because Kamsa is trying to kill her, thinking that Kamsa is something and he will do some punishments and all. So and then he'll still eat it. So then finally they came and tried to take the clothes. And then they said, my dear girls, you were asking, I know you have a desire to me as a husband. I promise you that I will meet, you will meet me next autumn, enjoy me as your husband. So he bestowed for them. Like that, he has done so many. And the other pastime with wives of Brahmins. One day the wives of Brahmins, they are performing some huge sacrifice and some sacrifice they are doing, and they make so many offerings, right? And then Krishna and Balarama were in the cowherd, boys were in the forest along, like regular for cowherding, they went there, and they were so hungry. So Gopabayas came to the Brahmin's house and asked, can you give me some food for us to eat, because we are so hungry. And this Brahmins, they don't know that Krishna is a pimple, it's not a godhead, you know. Why would we give you the food? We don't want to give. And then they did not. But wives want to give the food to them. But the husbands stopped them for giving food. But even then, without letting them know, these wives has given the food and so much food items to all, for all of them. So they went and enjoying the food. Then later, this Brahmin, the husbands realized that. And they asked for forgiveness, and they were so happy that the wives will be provided. And that was another Leela too. So, so all these things, right? When looking all these things, Gopas, right? Elderly Gopas, and they were so, he is doing all these qualities, such miraculous deeds, and in front of the superhuman beings, right? All these things are not possible for a normal human being. Right. Normal human being, And he's like just little boy among us, just literally so much affectionate and all, but he's making so many reckless deeds. And and we are like this, why, when we don't, we are so, and he's so affectionate and we are also so affectionate to him, but we don't, he doesn't look at us, we feel disappointed. When we don't look at us, he feels disappointed. So he is like a devata, he's like a supreme Lord. So we are bound by his, by our love and affectionate towards him. How is that we are unable to give up our affection towards him? We are not getting any reverential feel that he is a Lord, or we should not worship him. We should be like a devotee and Lord relationship. Even though he's showing several mystic opulences, how is that we are so spontaneously attracted to him? He is also spontaneously attracted to us. So this is all the Gopabhais are telling to Nanda Maharaj. Why is this happening? So our affection to Krishna is very difficult to give up. Then Nanda Maharaj is saying, spoke to the, all the Brajavasis saying that I wanted to tell you, even though you are seeing all the superhuman activities by my son Krishna, you should not give up your affection towards him, because I have to tell you one secret that Gargamaha Muni told us when we had done a name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram. This is how he is revealing after 7 years of the thing that happened. My child, Krishna, is, Gargamaha Muni told us, child is, Krishna is a qualities like Narayana. Narayanam Samogunahi. So he was appeared, the child appeared in different colors like white color, yellow color, and red color. And this birth, in this Dwapara Yuga, he came as a black color, as a Krishna, right? Previously, he appeared as a son of Vasudeva. By the empowerment of Narayana, he is performing such superhuman activities, but he is a child. So you should not deprive him of child motherly and fatherly affection towards him. Vasalya affection should not deprive of him that. And don't increase the distance between you and him, because it's he's very longing for that affectionate and caring. Be same affectionate and caring for my son. So because he also needs that. He's after a child looking for all those things. So we protect Krishna and Krishna protects us. And from all calamities, as we are all seeing, whenever they went through so many calamities, because with all these asugas and all, and he was protecting all the time, being a small baby, from a small 3-month-old, 3 days old baby to seven years, he's just protecting. So Maharaj is very innocent. Nanda Maharaj is very innocently sharing to the all these truths about Krishna, and whatever may be the miraculous activities Krishna is doing, it is just to the Brajavasis. Please have the same love and affection to him. They don't have, please deprive him of love. That's what he's saying. So this is like, that bhakti is called Kevala Bhakti. It's not like a Aishwarya Jnana Yukta Bhakti. So It's longing for Krishna, not because he is a god or he is supreme lord. They are longing for Krishna because they love him. They are so so dependent on him. They feel they're so attracted to him for his qualities, for his the things which he do, naughty things or whatever, the mischievous things and the things that he does, the heroic things that. Feeling all those things, they are attracted by him. So after Narada Maharaj told all these facts about Brajavasis, they were little, oh, you didn't tell us, you kept the secret, and they were little upset, but they got pacified later. So I think I would like to finish, because, and he got a name, he has several names because of his several activities, several names, and one of it is because he was saving Gopas, the cows. He has a name Gopala also. And he lifted Govardhan Hill with one hand. And so He is the lord of and destroyer of the pride of Indra. And later Indra came and begged for forgiveness and offered his prayers when he was like alone. So I would like to conclude here with this thing. And if you have any, please forgive me if I misspoke and if I spoke here and there. Please forgive me for having the disturbance about the speaker and not able to properly test it before. And I am so, so grateful for all the devotees and who I spoke a little bit, and I'm not qualified, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity. Please share if you have any reflections, and please correct me if I spoke anything wrong.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Padma, Mataji. Thank you for such a beautiful class. And you covered so many wonderful pastimes of Krishna. And as your class, the session entitled Wonderful Krishna, you know, it really made so much justice to it. And I really like the last point that you said, that yes, Rajvasis, you know, because Krishna did so many wonderful things, and, you know, he killed all the Shaktasura, Bakasura, Agasura, Dhenugasura, but still the Rajvasis' love never got diluted. It was still, they were thinking that this is Krishna, our little boy. So that's their love, you know, that their love never gets diluted with seeing the super excellent activities of Krishna. And where we devotees, you know, we have the mixed feelings. We have love for Krishna, but at the same time, we are cognizant of Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And whereas there are other people, atheistic, who knows about this Krishna's excellent activities, but still they don't consider him and still consider him as an ordinary human being. So there is so much difference, you know, the activities are same, Krishna is same, but the way we conceive his pastimes, the conception, our consciousness is so matters. So thank you, Mataji. Thank you for such a wonderful topic you chose, and it was a wonderful session. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Please bless me. I know that I tried Mataji. This is my first time. And this is all credit goes to Mataji. I don't even know how to prepare. And I was so nervous. And Mataji said, no, nothing will be to do it. So in spite of her busy time and so many services she does, and she listened and guided, and Sundaram Prabhu sent me something. So all Mataji's, they, you know, Nanda Mataji, everybody helped me. I couldn't have done, and I did not speak anything to it. So from this is from Varanadarshan Prabhuji, Radhanath Sam Maharaj, and Pratham. I took little bit from there, and I just repeated like a parrot, Mataji. That's not kind of expressive, but I can focus on it better.
Hari Bol Padma Mataji. Wow, such a nectarian class, Mataji. So grateful for you for having such a nice class. You have explained each and every pastime so nicely, one after the other. It was very nice to hear from you. Thank you so much, Mataji. So now I request devotees, you can please go ahead with your realizations for the Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Padma Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji, as Kitida Mataji and Radharani Mataji said, you have covered all the pastimes of Lord Krishna to show how Lord Krishna is so wonderful. Thank you so much, Mataji. Every point that you have spoke is very nice. Thank you for your time and a lot of preparation you have did. Only the audio was a little issue, but otherwise the class was so nice, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji, very, very sweet class, wonderful class. And there are times in there where you got very animated when there was part. I could tell you were nervous, but when you spoke about Krishna, there were times when you were just speaking from your heart that you could tell. So wonderful class. And especially, you know, as you were going through all the pastimes, and I was thinking, you know, no matter how many times we hear these pastimes, we can hear them over and over and over again. There's so much sweetness in them. And then particularly when you spoke about the fruit seller, right? Here we are going through all these demons, and then we get to a fruit seller, and just it's just the contrast of the sweetness of Krishna. And then as Kirtida Sundari Mataji was saying, that last point you said about their prema is kevala prema, that they just love him because they just love him. It's not because of anything that he can do for them or because they want something from him. It's just pure love. It's very sweet. Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्ण पद्मा माता जी कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम श्रील प्रभुपाद श्री गुरुदेव की जय श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की जय एस यू स्वर माता जी यू आर डूइंग सो मेनी सर्विस सो साइलेंट थिंग्स टुडे यू टेक अस इन श्रीधाम वृंदावन धाम माता जी ऑल द पास्ट टाइम इन यस माता जी इन श्रीधाम वृंदावन धाम दे ऑल द ग्वालास थिंक दैट दिस गोवर्धन वी कैन हेल्प कान्हा. And everybody's given whenever you went to Siddham Vrindavan Dham Mataji, by the mercy of Bhakti Deva Srimati Sisi Tulsi Maharani, we cannot enter in the Dham, but you take us in a Dham. Everybody say Radhe, 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 Radhe. last story, Gopalji stories, and all the Siddham Vrindavan Dham story, Mataji, you take us in a Dham, Mataji. And you are so sincere and so kind, so humble, Vaishnavi Mataji. Hari Hari Gauranga, no words to your sincere seva. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Srila Binath ki jai, Koti Koti Nandat Pranam ki jai, all Bhakta Vrindagan ki jai.
Hare Krishna Padma Mataji, Dandavat Pranams. Very sweet class, Mataji. Your voice is so soft and so soothing, almost like a lullaby, Mataji, with so many nice pastimes. I want to again listen to it during bedtime. It's really so nice, Mataji, to hear in your voice the pastime so soft and the way you related, Mataji. Thank you so much for the class. Hare Krishna.
Yes, yes, Adji Sukhiswari, Mataji, agree with you. We will hear the class again. Hari Hari Gauranga.
Sorry, did I interrupt you, Mataji, Vrinda Gopika Mataji?
No, no, Mate. Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharajas. Wonderful, Mataji, as like Sukh Sagari Mataji said, exactly like how you were narrating the whole thing so very softly and so very composed. It was really, really amazing. I was always like waiting, okay, this story now, like it will be I don't know, like everything was so very nicely said and in a proper mood of that, you know, like telling the pastimes of the Lord and glorifying Him. Very nice, Mataji. Very wonderful class, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, we can't hear you, Mataji. Can you talk a little now?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Salt all your blessings, Mataji, and Krishna's mercy. I haven't done anything. It's just, I just repeated the words of Acharyas and the Radhanathanas. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Are there any other devotees who would like to share their realization? You can please go ahead. Okay, there is one chat message from Lalitangi Mataji, wonderful class, full of nectar, so many pastimes, one after the other. Thank you, Mataji. Lalitangi Mataji. Okay, devotees, if nobody have any other realizations to the Mataji, Padma Mataji, with your permission, can we end the call here? Yeah, Raj Prabhu is messaging. Thank you so much for the class, Mataji. Great class. Manmay Krishna, thank you so much for such a wonderful class, Mataji. So, Padma Mataji, with your permission and with all other devotees' permission, can we end the call here, Mataji? Let's pay our obeisances. Vancha kalpata rupyasya kripa sindhu pyaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Krishna katha ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Har Grace Padma Mataji ki jai. Thank you so much, Mataji, once again for such an enlightening class. Hare Krishna.